A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello, and welcome to Ask a Clean Person, the podcast on Acast. I'm Jolie Kerr, a cleaning expert, advice columnist, and author of the New York Times bestselling book, My Boyfriend Barfed in My Handbag, and Other Things You Can't Ask Martha. My weekly cleaning advice column, Ask a Clean Person, appears on Esquire.com, and you should send your questions about cleaning or anything else, really, to joliecare@gmail.com. With me, as always, is my partner in grime, Dave Lozo. Hey, Dave!
I'm realizing that you should take out the as always, because I check out like once a month. As always seems to be a lie for the people.
It's not a lie. You don't check out that often.
Yeah, but I mean, like, as always insinuates like I'm dedicated. I don't want to give people the wrong idea.
I mean, you're pretty dedicated.
Yeah.
To this weird little cleaning show that has like nothing to do with your actual career.
Or cleaning in general.
Or the way that you live your life.
Nothing. It's actually kind of weird that I keep coming over here.
It is weird, and that's why I keep throwing money at you, because I'm really worried that one day you're going to wake up and be like, why am I wasting my time with this show? I'm really worried I'm going to lose you, Dave.
If I don't keep getting money, I'm going to start like thinking about all the life choices I've made that have led to this point, and just like leave completely and like maybe get like a cabin in the woods and go off the grid and just give up the podcast, content, journalism, writing life forever. Can I go right now, actually?
Yes.
I'm feeling really down about everything.
No, please don't leave me. I actually know you're not going to leave me, because I know that secretly you're in it for the fan mail.
Again, when somebody praises you for 400 words and then says, say hi to Dave at the end of it, that's not really fan mail for me. That's just acknowledgement that I exist, which is all I'll take at this point. That's all I'm subsisting on is...
Anyway, I'm worried that you're going to leave me. I'm having nightmares about the podcast right now, by the way. I'm very anxious about it. What I am not anxious about is the fact that we have two guests here today. I'm pretty psyched about it. We're joined by Becca Brown and Monica Ferguson, the founders of Soulmates. Hi, Becca and Monica.
Hi.
Oh, that was so in unison. I love that. You guys are good business partners. You're really in sync. Before we get into it, we want to remind you that we offer bonus episodes and all sorts of other cool rewards to our premium subscribers. If you would like to help underwrite our show by becoming an Ask a Clean Person, the podcast patron, go to patreon.com/askacleanperson to check out all the packages we're offering and to select the level of giving that's right for you. Your support helps us so much, and we'd love to hear from you if there are rewards you'd like us to consider making available. We have some new patrons to thank this week. I finally remembered to plug them into the script. We want to say a big thank you to Megan Harper, Paige Miner, Diane Sexton, Sarah Radcliffe, and Shanna Davis, which I feel like sounds like names of a group of girls in a novel like The Women, right?
Yeah. I totally get that reference.
Yeah, yeah. That's your favorite book, right?
Talk about it all the time.
And I have to like give an extra special shout out to Shanna. Actually, maybe Shauna. I emailed her this morning and I was like, wait, how do you pronounce your name?
Shauna.
Because Shauna is in the Watch What Crappens Facebook group. You know, the podcast that Ronnie Karam, our guest from 2 weeks ago.
That reference I did get.
Yeah. And Shanna actually has already weighed in on my bathrobe thing. And she, I guess, spoiler alert, you guys. She is I put my bathrobe on when I'm wet person. And she has a whole reason for it. And I'm super excited. I think next week we're going to do bathrobes, Dave, when it's just you and me again.
I can't wait to hear the reason.
Yeah, it's like actually fascinating. And she's really funny. And there's like a whole funny thing. Anyway, but before we can get to the bathrobes, listeners, brief note. We're having some issues with the neighbors around the studio today, so if you're hearing clumping or some odd noises, we're very, very sorry. We actually just held recording up for like 15 or 20 minutes while a vacuum was running downstairs.
The loudest vacuum ever. The most powerful vacuum you can get on the market. The vacuum you would buy if you murdered somebody and you wanted to vacuum up the evidence. Yeah. That's the vacuum you would buy.
I was pretty excited about it, and I actually got to see the vacuum in action because I went down there to ask how long it was going to be going on. It was a vacuum where you wear the pack on your back. Like, oh, yeah, it was very exciting for someone like me.
Like Ghostbusters.
It was exactly like Ghostbusters, and it kind of sounded like a ghost. Yeah. So maybe that's actually what was going on down there was Ghostbusters.
Wow, we put that together real quick like a team. That makes sense.
That was good.
This building's actually haunted.
Yeah. Exactly. So anyway, so we apologize for any odd noises. I think we're going to not pause recording again.
No, we'll just power through.
We got to power through it. All right, so we have summer shoe woes to talk about today. Becca and Monica are the co-founders of a company called Soulmates, S-O-L-E-M-A-T-E-S. I made that mistake in... The worst thing is that I got it right in some places and I got it wrong in some places.
It happens all the time.
Yeah. I'm going to blame it on autocorrect, maybe?
Totally.
Okay.
You see, it's a pun. The way it works is Soulmates is like a thing that people think exists in the world that doesn't. And Soulmates, with an O-L-E, is for the sole of your foot.
You know what's great, Dave?
Tell me.
When people explain the joke.
Well, you said earlier you spelled it wrong, so I just wanted to make sure you got it right this time.
I'm blaming autocorrect.
Yeah.
Oh, sure.
No, I said I got it right in some places.
Autocorrect. Vampires. Boy, you're wrong about everything.
I'm not wrong about everything. Right. You're wrong. You lost that debate. You're just pissed.
Wrong again.
No. Okay, so stop interrupting about vampire sex. That's so last week anyway.
Mm-hmm.
We got summer shoes to talk about. It's getting hot. Finally, we've had some weird freaking weather this year.
Language.
Not frickin', I said.
I know. Say fucking.
What is wrong with you? Oh, you're hungry. That's what's wrong with you.
Starving.
Yeah. Okay, so before we get into our questions that Becca and Monica are going to help me to answer... I want to have you guys give just like a really, really short, brief overview of your company and how long it's been around and how you met and how you came up with this idea. I guess that's not going to be very short, but like just give us a spiel. In the second segment, we'll talk a lot more about all your products and all that cool stuff.
Yeah. So Becca and I met working at a bank right out of college. We both worked at Goldman in like their financial analyst program.
Mm-hmm.
And we were both there for a couple years. We both opted to go to business school. We both ended up at Columbia.
Okay. Oh my God. We were living like parallel lives here. I did undergrad at Barnard, at the Women's College of Columbia. And I worked I worked at Big Law.
Oh,
and
gosh.
Was writing on the side and finally escaped it. So I'm like, oh my God, girl, we've all escaped corporate America.
And so sitting at Columbia in a class called Entrepreneurial Finance, we had the option to take the exam or to write our own business plan. And so I looked at Becca and was like, I do not want to take the exam.
I definitely would write a business plan.
Do you have any ideas for a business plan? And she was like, oh, I have. And she had like so many. And when she said, why is there nothing to prevent heels from sinking into the grass at weddings? I was like,
Ding, ding, ding.
Like flash into my closet, seeing all these like filthy heels and just thinking, yeah, like why do I always teeter on the soles of my feet or find like a stray rogue rock to stand on? Like it's so uncomfortable. You feel awkward. Everything else looks good. Your shoes are a mess.
And I don't want to have to wear wedges to every wedding
ever. No, and you can't dance in a wedge. And
I mean, I can dance in a wedge.
It's just not the same.
You want to have the optionality.
Yeah.
And like even walking down city streets, bricks, cobblestones, mm-hmm. like your heels get dug up and mm-hmm. scratched up so easily. And there's just nothing to protect it.
Mm-hmm.
And so Soulmates is sort of like an insurance policy for a high heel.
Indeed. Indeed. Yes. In the second segment, we'll talk about how they found me. They found me basically because... I was trying to solve a problem for someone who had destroyed her beautiful shoes at an outdoor wedding.
Yep.
And so it was all great. Let's do our questions, though, because we do have a couple good questions. And I want to make sure we have time for all of them. Dave, do you want to read Sam's question from last week?
I do, I guess. I'm here. I might as well, right?
Okay.
That seems fair.
Thank you.
If you need any more questions or discussion topics, I'd like to propose one on Sperry Top Spiders.
Top Spiders.
What did I say? Spiders?
Spiders.
That'd be awesome. Can we invent those before the show's over?
They can do another business plan.
We'll work on it.
Okay, Sperry Top Spiders. I and a lot of preppy guys practically live in them in the summer, and I hardly ever wear socks with them. After a while, they inevitably start to stink. How can I control the odor? Should I be wearing those no-show socks with them? Sam. I forgot about this because we answered it.
We
didn't. Yeah, it was a
cliffhanger. Like, we touched on the answer. So last week, my editor from Town and Country, Sam Dangraman, was here. We did preppy problems.
Oh.
And this little email or note that Dave just read was from Sam and preparing for the show. That's why he said, if you need other things. And I was like, I do, but we're actually doing shoes the week after you. So I'll just... roll your question over into it. And it was perfect because it's specifically about deck shoes, which really are meant to be worn sockless. And we kind of all did agree that, like, no, the answer is not to wear those little socks.
No.
Like, they're just, they're not.
It's not appropriate.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
It's,
They're
actually gives me like heebie-jeebies thinking about it.
Yeah.
And there are obviously there are a couple of ways one could solve that problem. There were things that existed in the world to combat smelly feet and gross shoes. What we saw when we looked at all those products was a lot of chemicals, a lot of sort of makeshift solutions, like using dryer sheets inside your shoe.
Yeah, guys, don't
Lysol.
Do that, by the way.
Don't do that.
Lysol, well, Lysol actually is okay.
Well, I actually used to use Lysol. I actually used to use Arid Extra Dry aerosol deodorant.
Oh,
that was
smart.
Like the best to kind of feel like they're cleaner. But we saw this problem in the market, saw the need, and created what we call the Freshen, which is our all-natural, environmentally friendly spray.
Spray kills day
bacteria.
With it. It smells really good.
It kills bacteria in the shoes. It smells like baby powder. Spritz. Very nice.
Yeah,
You can use it anywhere.
You can use it anywhere.
I wish the listeners could see it, too, because it's crystal clear. And that was, again, to Monica's point, we wanted to create something that was natural, not chemical-laden, not scary. You know, all the ingredients are things that are just household items.
Yeah.
And so the idea is that you spray your shoes, whether you're male or female, especially the shoes where you're not wearing socks and your feet are sweating, spray the inside of your shoes, and it'll kill all the bacteria and make them feel clean and fresh.
Exactly. So one thing that I really like, I have this, and I actually, foot odor is not really one of my problems. My feet are filthy in the summer because I wear Jack Rogers from the minute it's warm enough until the minute it's definitely too cold. And, you know, and I live in the city, and so I have, like, constant grimy. I wash my feet before I go to bed every
day.
But I have this, and I've used, like, I use it in my sneakers just to make sure they don't get, you know, too gross. And one thing that I really like about it, I just actually got an email on this. Someone was complaining about a product that she was using. I think it was the Kiwi Max Force, which is a really good odor eliminator. In fact, it's so good that one of my friends uses it on her husband's hockey gear.
Yeah.
Which I'm
That's the test. Go for it.
Yeah.
This is a great add-on for, like, we have a lot of hockey mom customers who use it in, like, the kids' gym bags, the back of cars, mudrooms. Like, I spray it in my spin shoes, just, like, gross.
Yeah, the gross stuff.
Yeah.
But this girl wrote to me, and she was, like, asking about foot odor issues and what to do about it. And she was like, I have that Kiwi stuff. And she was like, but one, I don't really love the smell. And two, it makes a mess because it's sort of powdery. And this is clear,
right?
So it solves that
no residue,
the residue issue, which I really like. And also, I mean, look, I will fully admit that I'm a sucker for marketing, and the packaging is really, really cute. So I mean, which is not nothing, you know.
We designed the packaging so it was like a product and the package that you'd be comfortable having out on a counter.
Yeah, like it's not going to be embarrassing.
Yeah, you don't have to hide under your sink. Like it can literally live on a dresser, if not inside a bathroom. Like it's meant to be seen because it's attractive.
Yeah. It's very, very
It
cute.
Would be funny, though, if it had, like, a big gross foot on it.
With,
like, a little, like,
instead
stink lines coming out of it. Yeah.
Maybe if you do a men's line.
Yeah.
You know, in which, really, the difference is just the packaging. Maybe that could be kind of the
more tongue in cheek.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Sup, bros? Your feet stink, bro? We got the thing for your feet, bro.
I think you just wrote our market.
Yeah. Right.
Same could be your brand ambassador.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, your feet stink? Well, clean them up. We got to give it, like, a cool, like, zingy name, though.
Right,
like,
yeah.
There are actually, I do have some zingy names for you. Dave loves the weird product names that I like pull out because a lot of cleaning products have very weird names.
Yeah.
So I'll get into that when I talk a little bit more about foot care. So the thing with the deck shoes is really that prevention is the thing. Like, you shouldn't let them get to the point of being so
stinky.
Foul.
The reason they stink is because of the bacteria.
Exactly.
And so you need to kill that bacteria, and that's what our spray does.
Exactly. So. You know, we talked last week at the end of the episode about using sneaker balls, which are a great thing to use. You can get those on Amazon. They sell them at, like, every sporting goods store. I also went into, like, a weird mental rabbit hole where I was like, are people still buying sneakers at sporting goods stores? Or is that, like, over now?
No, they...
I think they still,
they still do.
I think they still do. I think
fit is so important with a sneaker. Like, it's hard to buy them online.
Yeah. I was just thinking about how I buy sneakers. Like, I buy my sneakers at DSW because I go to the gym 7 days a week, so I run through shoes.
Yeah.
So I'm not paying full price for them. But that was why I was like, I can't remember the last time that I stepped into like a Foot Locker.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
And I was like, is that how people are shopping? Well, anyway, I guess they still are.
I bought these. I have my feet in the store. But before that, I would get the same ones from Nike, just the same make model. So I knew they would fit, but then they don't have the make model anymore. So I went and bought these and to kind of find a new thing. But yeah, I wonder if a lot of people do that. They just buy it online because they know how it fits already.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, there are Nikes that I really like that I keep buying in different colors because I do like the fit of them and I like the look of them. But yeah, anyway, if you guys have any anecdata to share with me about how you're buying your sneakers, I'd love to hear it. I love anecdata.
Anecdata
is the best word I've ever heard.
Love it.
Love it.
You dropped that word in there like I knew exactly what that was. It took me a second. I was like, oh, I get it.
Yeah. You've heard that before. I've used it on the show before.
I have never
heard
it. Or
maybe you just didn't pay attention to what I was saying.
It's good.
To what?
Anecdotally, I can tell you.
wait, what's the topic of today's show again?
Okay, so I think the sneaker balls are really great things. Basically, the idea is you get these things, you just pop them in your shoes when you take them off, and they're gonna, you know, keep some smells at bay. They are not, however, going to kill the bacteria. Right. Eventually, there are going to be some odor issues. And so Becca is exactly right that you want a spray that's going to eliminate bacteria. The Soulmate stuff is really, really good. I mentioned the Kiwi Max Force stuff. You know, some people don't like the smell of it. Some people think it's a little messy. It does work quite well. In fact, I'm pretty sure that the Kiwi Max Force was the stuff that the girl whose boyfriend barfed in her handbag used to get the smell out.
Kiwi Max Force is what they call the Australian Army, actually. that's their SEAL Team 6.
And then there's another one that I recommend quite often. Again, it's just because it's really, really easy to find. Dr. Scholl's makes a spray called Odor X. That's quite good. You can get it at any, you know, drugstore. So if, like, I always give all my listeners like options just because if you can't find one product, you can find another price point or whatever is easy. I do want to talk a little bit, and I bet you guys are going to have something to say about this. I want to talk a little bit about the problem with foot powders because I generally, and talcum and like those kinds of things, I generally don't recommend those to people just because they're messy.
They're so messy.
And I think that they leave like a clumpy, weird residue behind that then contributes to like the building up of
it
a problem.
It does. It gets like cakes inside the shoe and it just really gets to a point where you can't salvage it.
Yeah.
Well, and it becomes dry on the foot. And I feel like I have a foot moisture issue.
Okay.
Where like my feet are not, they need more moisture than the rest of my body. Like they get dry.
Oh, interesting.
And so I don't know what it's a result of or if it's just like how my body is composed, but like if I put anything drying on my feet, it's a horrible reaction.
Really?
Mm. Yeah.
That's so interesting. I have a heel cream I can recommend for you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Because again, I wear, you know, wooden soled shoes from like April to November. My heels are just like, they're like tar at this point. They're so, you know, so toughened. And I don't like that. I want my feet to look nice.
If you ever need to like kind of revive yourself though, washing your feet in the sink with cold water, like instantly you will, especially in the summer when it's hot and you're walking around, like instantly you just feel like so, it's like coffee for your feet.
Yeah, it is. Actually, that's a really good seg. I wanted to just do a quick thing on foot care because obviously foot care is part of keeping your shoes from reeking. It's not going to totally keep them from reeking if you're wearing, you know, deck shoes with no socks, but it will help. So let me go through sort of like the Jolie Care foot washing instructions, which are, I really believe in using a washcloth because it will slough off all the dead skin. The dead skin is what's being left behind in the shoe and creating that sort of bacterial situation. So the washcloth is great for that. It's also great to be able to get in between your little toesies and scrub away, and it also feels really good. The other thing is that when you get out of the shower, you should dry your feet off really thoroughly. And I don't mean shuffling your feet a few times on the bath mat. I mean actually using your towel to towel off your feet and get them fully dry. It's also a good idea not to put socks on like right out of the shower. Just let your feet also air dry a little bit. The foot powder thing then becomes sort of a matter of personal choice if you want to put powder on your feet. Again, I find it to be a very messy application situation, and so I generally don't recommend it. But some people swear by it, and that's a personal choice. Like, I don't try to get up in people's personal choices. If you don't like powders, there are foot deodorants out there, and I've got some brand names. I'm actually realizing that I forgot to double check to make sure that all three of these are still on the market. I'm pretty sure that they are. But here they are. They have they're these are the fun name ones. One is called Neat Feet. Another one is called Ghost Grip. I don't know quite where that came from, but I just thought it was funny. And then there's another one called the Ugly Little Bottle. That's the name of the product. So those are all dedicated foot deodorants or antiperspirant deodorants. You can, of course, just use a regular spray deodorant. So those that's my like my foot care thing. I have one other suggestion. I want to see what you guys think about this suggestion for the deck shoes that have gone a little rancid. This won't eliminate major odors, but you could use a wet wipe, like a baby wipe or an adult bathroom wipe, or like I probably wouldn't use like a Clorox wipe, but you could. To wipe out the shoe, because that's a lot of what happens is that, this is kind of gross, you guys, sorry, the dead skin is being left behind and then the dead skin is rotting. And so if you can get rid of the dead skin, then you've eliminated a lot of the smell issue.
Get rid of your zombie shoes.
No, I think that's exactly.
Yeah.
I know, as I was saying that, I was like, oh, here we go again with the necrophilia.
That's a good idea. The only concern would be that the leather on like the inside upper could get a little bit damage, but he'd rather a little bit of damage than having dead skin.
Well, what I'm thinking is, I'm just thinking if you're wiping the interior of the shoe, and then even if like the interior gets a little bit wet,
matter.
But, like, it's the interior,
right.
I'm not going to see it. Okay, so good. I think that we have like fairly well solved the problem of the deck shoe. Basically, the answer is prevention is the key.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we have another question. Oh, it's another one of your people.
The Irish?
Not the Irish.
What, French? David. What's up, David? He writes, I live in a hot climate and wear a lot of sandals and dance goes. I don't know what those are.
Clogs.
With either leather footbeds or footbeds made of some kind of synthetic cloth fabric. They develop a dirty footprint after a while. A short while. How can I clean these? Well, David... Usually I just say throw stuff away and get a new one, but this is probably a solvable situation, right?
It's definitely solvable. Okay, so this is one. I'm going to just do like a pretty quick overview of how to do this because there is a video of me demonstrating how to wash flip-flops. And actually in the video, it's a Facebook Live video. It's on Esquire's Facebook page. So if you go to facebook.com/Esquire, there's a whole tab for all of the Ask a Clean Person Facebook Lives. You should be able to find them really easily. You want to look for the one. I'm going to tell you what I'm wearing so that you can find the still and you'll know the one. I'm wearing all black. I was wearing a black tank top and black yoga pants. And the reason that I was wearing black tank top and black yoga pants is because this job is incredibly filthy. You will be covered in foot water when you're done. So you should be wearing your old clothes that you don't care about. So you guys can go look for that, and you can see the demo of me doing this. And the other fun thing about it is that I was cleaning my own literal flip-flops. Like, I took them off of my feet in the video and just started scrubbing them. So it's very real, and they're mine, and you can see how they're not my Jack Rogers. They were my Rainbows, and they were really gross, and it was very satisfying. So here's what you need. Your tools are... oxygen bleach or baking soda. I think the oxygen bleach is better, but baking soda also works just fine for this. You need water and you need a toothbrush. Definitely not the toothbrush you use in your mouth. So all you're going to do is you're going to dilute the oxygen bleach in water. It won't really make a paste. It'll be kind of gritty, but that's okay. You're going to dip the toothbrush in and you're just going to scrub. Scrub, 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 scrub. It is dirty. There will be foot water flying everywhere. Poor Becca. I'm horrifying her. She's making such a face.
Welcome to my world.
As all of the listeners know, I'm talking about dirty foot water with glee because there's nothing that I love more than dirty water. So that's all you have to do. At the end, just rinse them off and let them air dry. This works for, as I said, I did it on my own Rainbows, so it works on Rainbows. It works on... Birkenstocks too. I had an old Ask a Clean Person reader who tried this whole technique and took before and after photos and sent me like a full report on how it went, and that she was cleaning her Birkenstocks, and so it was great and very successful.
Great.
So that's just a good little technique to know about for your dirty flops. So David, I'm not going to worry at all about you and your sandals and your dance goes. I might worry a little bit about the fact that you're going to be covered in foot water, but hopefully you'll enjoy that as much as I do. And this is a good time for us to take a quick break. Dave, Becca, Monica, and I will be right back with more of your summer shoe problems. This is Ask a Clean Person, the podcast.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome back to Ask a Clean Person, the podcast. I'm Julie Kerr. Dave and I have been talking summer shoe problems with Becca Brown and Monica Ferguson, the founders of Soulmates. All right, now it's time to girl out, ladies. I love this story so much. I love it partly because it's how you found me, but also because like just the whole thing about how all of this went down was so fun and so funny and so racked, and like I love racked. Okay, so Dave, I'm going to have you read this question from my friend and colleague, Javi.
Oh, I thought there was more.
No.
I thought you had like a comma there.
No.
Julie! There's an exclamation point. Julie! SOS. 911. Seriously. Yesterday evening, I went to a friend's wedding on Long Island. The invitation said black tie, so naturally I wore the nicest shoes I own. Suede, eggshell, some fancy two words there.
Manolo Blahniks.
Okay.
Of course, all of them are like, Blahniks.
Stilettos that were probably way overpriced at their retail value, which I bought at a sample sale. One of the very many awesome perks of being a racked employee. It's like the opposite of a humble brag. I knew the shoes would be the fairest of them all in the room. What I didn't know was the wedding was outside. That's all caps. That's how I interpreted that. And so my beautiful eggshell Manolos, did I get that right? Manolos. Now I have gross stains and other black streaks from questionable sources on them. I was too drunk last night to realize the extent of the damage till I woke up this morning and had a good look at them. Any suggestions for how to save these ladies? I'm fine if you tell me to send it to a shoe cleaner too.
I didn't send her to a shoe cleaner, but that's a perfectly fine option. And we should say that actually for normal people who don't have a friend who's a cleaning expert on, you know, speed dial, the answer is actually just like, when in doubt, yeah, just take them to the cobble. They'll clean and repair everything for you. And it's a perfectly fine option. There's a funny thing that happens where people feel like they need permission to outsource jobs that they feel like they should do themselves. And I'm always trying to get people out of that mindset.
Take it to the pros.
Yeah, take it to the pros. Exactly. Yeah. So, all right, let me give a tiny little bit of background, and then I'm going to have you guys talk all about the heel protectors, and I'm super excited about it. So this question probably sounds familiar to a subset of you who were my Racked readers, because I've written a column based on this question for Racked. And we also, like, I wish that this actually had worked, but we took video in the Racked office bathroom. So I don't work in the office. Javi sent me the question, and I was like, I know exactly what to do, but I also know that you're going to feel nervous to do it on your own. So I'm going to come up to the office, and I'm going to do it for you with you while we're watching. And then, you know, maybe we can take some video for social, or maybe we can take some photos. And so it was me and Javi and my editor, Meredith, in the ladies' room at Vox Media with this pair of like totally soiled Manolos, a washcloth, and like dish soap, and I was scrubbing. And we do have before and after photos that are in the column, so you can see the difference. And we did end up, we took video, but we couldn't use it because the quality wasn't good enough, which was too bad. But after the column ran, Becca saw it and emailed me and was like, this is, first of all, this is so funny. And also, like, you have to know about our company. And I was like, yes, I do have to know about your company. And this was now probably
January.
I was going to say about 5 or 6 months ago now. Yeah. And we've just been emailing, and I was like, you got to come on the podcast at some point. And, you know, summer is really the time to do the shoe stuff, especially like to talk about the heel protectors. So let me quickly tell you guys what I actually did to get the grass and mud stains out of Javi's Manolos, because this is bold of me, right? Like, Manolos are no joke. I went up with a white washcloth, so it should always be light colored. And I literally just diluted dish soap. I think it was either Palmolive or Dawn, into a little bowl of cool water. And I dipped the rag in and wrung it out so that it was not wet. It was just damp and quite sudsy. And I just scrubbed at the heels. And it all came out. Wow, and that was all. Now, I'll tell you, I have my own Manolo story. Years and years and years ago, before I was a professional clean person, when I was just a little amateur, born this way clean person, I was out in New York in a fairly new pair of patent leather Mary Jane Manolos, you know, those classic ones. I have them. I love, love, love them. And I stepped out of a taxi onto a curb that had some green paint, and I got a scuff of green paint on my Blahniks. I know, right? You want to cry. You want to cry thinking about it. I went home, and on a whim, I was like, what would happen if I used a magic eraser? Whoa. A magic eraser took it out. That's and it did amazing. Not ruin the patent. It was amazing.
That is amazing.
It was
that
like a magic. Wing and a prayer, because it could have affected the patent.
The patent dulled it or something.
Yeah.
Wow.
Which I suppose I probably could have had fixed at like Leather Spa or something like that.
Yeah.
But actually it worked. So I have apparently some like Manolo magic.
You do.
which is great. So that was literally all I did. But again, you know, I'm a cleaning expert, and I'm confident, and I also am very careful about spot testing before I kind of go all in. And I know that the average person isn't wired in the way that I'm wired, and I wouldn't blame anyone at all if they just took the shoes to the cobbler, because if I wasn't me, that's what I would have done. I just happen to know that, like, I have this confidence. So the cobbler was great. However, this problem could have been, well, you know, it couldn't have really been prevented because Javi didn't know it was an outdoor wedding.
Right.
So, but if she had known, she still could have worn those shoes because she could have used the Soulmates heel protectors.
That's exactly
so
right.
So good, right?
So Soulmates was totally born out of personal necessity. It literally was so many ruined heels. It started for me at my high school prom because that was the first time I was wearing heels. I was wearing this light satin heels, trying to take pictures on my parents' lawn with my friends, sinking and ruined the shoes, and thought, like, if this is what being a woman is like, this is not fun.
Yeah. It's not for me. What out?
And it was just really frustrating. And then for the follow-on years, like graduations and outdoor events and parties and weddings, it was the same frustration. And as Monica said earlier, I would find like a rock, or I would, you know, just stand on my tippy toes. Being a bridesmaid, forget it. Your calves start cramping. It's terrible.
Yeah.
So after years of this frustration, Monica and I talked about this concept, and there was no solution out there, so we created it. And what it is a mechanically engineered cap that goes on the heel itself, and it increases the surface area on the base of the heel, which dissipates the pressure so the heel doesn't sink into grass or get stuck in cracks.
Mm-hmm.
It's very simple. It's like a little mini, mini, mini snowshoe.
What's
concept.
It made out of?
It's a blend of plastic and rubber. So that's actually a great question, because a lot of times people see it and they think it's like hard, but it's actually quite flexible. So and it's an hourglass shape, so you can get it onto the heel
because
easily.
Because it's like a water clear color, it shines a little bit. Mm-hmm. And so people think it's going to be like a rigid, hard, like a PVC, but it's much more flexible than mm-hmm. that. And so that's a big misnomer that people have to really feel it to understand.
Yeah.
And we designed it, though, to be as discreet as possible because, again, we love the way Manolos look. We love the way all heels look. We don't want to make them look clunky or bulky. So in grass, it's virtually invisible. You can't even see that anyone's wearing it.
I have a holy grail pair of shoes that I actually am going to take, and you guys brought me samples, and I'm so glad, because the last set of samples you sent to me, I gave to a friend who's getting married at an outdoor wedding in Dallas in September, and she, I was like, here, take these, give them to all your bridesmaids, and then I was like, but wait, I'm going to this wedding, I need them for my own shoes, because I have this, these like amazing shoes that I love, love, love to death. They're Kate Spade. I have a very complicated relationship to glitter, as you might imagine. And they're glittery, and the heels are all glittered. And so whenever I wear them, I mean, they're like, I wear them to like every wedding ever because I love them. And they've gotten, you know, dinged, and I and then I have to scrub at them, but the glitter, like, I don't want to be scrubbing the glitter. So I was like, oh, I need these for the glitter shoes.
We actually make glitter. So clear is the most popular because it can be worn in any color, but we also make them in black, which look great on black shoes, and then glittery silver and glittery gold.
I need the glittery gold ones because it's gold glitter.
There we go.
Yeah, perfect.
Yeah. Oh my God, you've saved my Kate Spade. I love these shoes.
Yeah, and again, we're not trying to make it like a visible accessory. It's really just meant to enable you to enjoy the party or the wedding that you're at without
worrying or sinking or or having to have what happened to Javi the next
day.
And she woke up and she wanted to die. I mean, she's already hungover. And then on top of it, she's like, my Blahnix, my cream colored Blahnix. You know, the most impractical shoes in the world. They are beautiful though.
Terrible. We've all been there, unfortunately.
Yeah. Yes, we have. We've all been there.
No, for all of our before pictures when we first launched, we could take our shoes. Like, literally, we didn't need to destroy shoes because we owned so many destroyed pairs of shoes that we had the photos ready to go.
Oh, yeah.
The patent leather that has gotten skinned up the back of the heel.
That's, that's always sad when that happens.
So sad. Yeah, like a little accordion ripped right up.
Oh. Yeah. That's. I mean, that, though, is like not that hard of a fix for a cobbler.
If the leather's gone, then it's a problem. If
this
it's just ripped, you can repair it, but you still know what happened. You still like see the scar.
Yeah.
It's kind of like the bean boots from last week.
I was going to say it's like life. It's where we all have our scars that we don't want to show people sometimes.
Yeah.
And sometimes you can just cover them up. Other times, not so much.
I love your optimistic attitude, life.
Yeah, we're all going to die someday.
I know.
But not today.
Not today.
Not, not on
not
this
today.
Podcast.
Not yet. Okay, so you guys you guys have the heel protectors. Tell us about all the other products in your line. You already talked about the Fresh.
Freshen. Yep.
And then you've got some other stuff. So just run through, tell everyone about all this great stuff with the cute packaging.
Yeah.
So I'm looking at Instagram because I'm trying to find a picture of my Kate Spade shoes to show you.
Oh, yeah.
So you can be like, oh my God, they are really cute.
They're your party shoes.
They are my party shoes.
Yeah. So the high heelers are our flagship product, but we have an extensive line of shoe solutions. So everything from the Freshen, as we talked about, our other like top popular product, especially this time of year, is our blister blocker. So this is an anti-friction balm. You rub it on your foot directly, and it prevents blisters.
Ooh.
It's amazing, especially if you're not wearing socks. And this time of year, when we're all transitioning to flats or shoes without socks, you rub it on anywhere on your foot where you might get any sort of friction. And it creates an invisible barrier and protects your foot from getting a blister. So this is
really
great.
That's very smart. I have a like healing. Sorry, Dave is going to freak you out.
No.
I have like a healing blood blister on my big toe that hurts so much. So I need that.
Yeah. And we're all about like prevention.
Yeah,
that's
this
the
is
thing.
It's a preventative product.
Yeah,
you cannot
it's too late
put
now.
It on an existing blister. But if you put it on like in the first thing in the morning before you put your shoes on, it makes such a big difference. It's unbelievable. Like a half of my shoes that I thought fit properly, once I started wearing this, I was like, oh my gosh, my shoes are actually more comfortable now that I feel no pressure points from my
that makes so much sense.
Subtly tight shoes.
Yeah, I always feel that because I have slip-ons. And when you first get them, they're the worst, but they start to break in after a while.
Yeah,
but those first couple days,
you
it's
end up
like
in
the,
Band-Aids.
Like that heel, the heel Achilles area.
Yeah. It's horrible.
Flip-flop season, like the in between your toes, you have to, you know, break
into.
So this helps.
I just got torn up from a new pair of Jack Rogers that I was breaking.
Yeah.
Jack Rogers breaking in season
it's
is
hard.
Just so painful for
it's
me.
It's a long one, too.
They do take a long time to break in.
Yeah.
They're painful. I actually have found, I sort of always pray that I get stuck in a rainstorm in a new pair of Jack Rogers because when they get wet, the leather like softens right up and like shapes your feet. So that's the...
Well, since you're talking about rain and leather,
we
also make a leather protector. It's an all-weather protector, so it protects suede, fabric, and leather, and you spray it on your shoes. You can also spray it on bags. boots, anything,
say
really.
Say that again. You can also spray it on bags, ladies and gentlemen.
And it prevents damage from happening when it's raining or snowing or anything else.
Yeah, and unlike most of our products, it is the one that is not made in the USA. It's made in Canada. We went to the experts for that one. Canadians know about shoe care, given where they live.
Because they have worse weather than we have.
Because they have worse weather, and they love taking care of their shoes. And so we found, like, the greatest supplier. We tweaked the formula to meet our needs so it wasn't too strong or too gentle and could go on all different fabrics and materials. Because basically, typical leather and typical suede and typical fabric protectors are ultimately the same. They tend to be marketed differently. But we just wanted to simplify what we owned and what we used. And so we combined the best elements.
You're learning so much.
Yeah. Another one, also kind of more geared towards like boot season, is our Buff. This is an awesome product. It literally makes your shoes look brand new. It's a neutral shine sponge. And you rub it on your boots, your flats, your shoes,
handbags.
Anything, handbags.
I'm obsessed with that.
I
love that thing.
I used it on my shoes today. It just takes away the dullness and it makes them look like new.
I'm going to use it right now.
Yeah. I keep my, so they sent me a sample of this one. I actually had an old one from a different company that I handed off to someone because I wanted yours because the packaging was cuter.
Yeah.
And I would.
You're so superficial.
Yes, I am, Dave.
It's what's on the inside that makes these products special.
That's right. It's a combination.
But I would just leave it like right where my tall leather boots are.
Yeah.
And before I headed out, I just buff them up because I can't stand a pair of unpolished shoes.
No.
Can't stand it.
No. And it's
crazy.
It's so quick. This is not like having your shoes shine. This literally will take you like 10 seconds.
Because there's no product. Yeah. It's not messy. There's no shoe polish.
There's no residue. Nothing.
None of you will have to call home to ask your daddy how to open a can of shoe polish.
Right. Oh, God, no.
I once had to do that. My parents were guests on the show, and I was like, Daddy, you can tell the story about how I had to call you to ask how to open a tin of shoe polish.
Oh, yeah, those little weird things.
Yeah, I couldn't get the key to work. That's exactly it. You know, you feel my pain.
Yes. So no weird things in this. This is a cute little peanut-shaped buff.
Yes.
And
great
then,
for travel, too.
Great for travel. Yeah. Speaking of travel, we also make shoe bags.
I love your shoe bag. I'm obsessed. It's the perfect size.
Oh, thank you.
It's the perfect size because you can put...
Sneakers.
It's big enough for wedges or really high heels or for sneakers, but you could also throw I always travel with more than one pair of Jack Rogers because of course, like I can throw a bunch of pairs of Jack Rogers in there and it's great. It's the perfect size.
Yeah, we made it big enough so that you could easily put a big pair of shoes in, as big as we would possibly travel with, but I use it for a gazillion flip-flops. I mean, I use it for kind of everything.
Yeah. Yeah. If you're not using shoe bags, you need to.
I was just about to say that. I'm so glad that you said it, not me.
It's
your
one of those
shoes
things,
are really dirty, you guys.
When you start thinking about it, especially when you're traveling, and you put your shoes next to your clothing, like they're just so dirty.
Mm-hmm.
All that
bacteria. Don't put your dirty shoes next to your clean underwear.
No.
It's not a good idea.
Mm-hmm. Walking through the airport and then, ugh.
Yeah.
It's just, So shoe bags. And we also make a bunch of cute little emergency kits. Since it's wedding season, we make a wedding rescue kit. Which is a little kit that has a pair of Soulmates, high heelers, and then everything you might need for a wedding or party, like Advil, hair thing, lip balm, comb, just kind of like a little emergency set for the day.
Yeah. Cute little bridesmaids gifts.
Yeah. Even earplugs.
Earplugs.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
And then we also make a shoe rescue kit, which is the same idea, has a pair of Soulmates in it, and then this is geared toward the shoe. So it has the shoe insoles to make your shoes more comfortable, anti-skid pads, peppermint foot wipe, nail file, nail clipper. Like everything to make your shoes and feet feel nice.
I love it. And what do you have, if anything, planned for new products? Or are there anything that you're thinking of? Or
That's proprietary information.
Yeah. That's okay.
There's people listening that are thieves that would steal the idea.
Well, that's true.
The thing about Soulmates is like we created these products because we needed them as, you know, women who wear shoes and we were encountering these issues. And so every product we've launched is sort of upholding that premise that these were things that we needed. And so this is not like the end. I mean, we have other products that we can launch.
Cool.
But, yeah.
Okay. Well, we'll have you come back when you launch new products. How about that?
Great. Yeah.
And then we can find out because now I'm curious and I want to know. This is probably a good note to end on. Before I do, I'm going to show you a picture of these cute Kate Spade shoes.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
Wow. They're so pretty.
Thank you.
They're beautiful.
Wow.
Thanks, Dave.
I want to be supportive.
Thank you. Really appreciate the support. Alrighty. So before we sign off, let us have you tell our listeners where they can find you guys. Website, social, all that good stuff.
So we're www.thesoulmates.com.
Okay.
And that's SOLEMATES and at The Soulmates.
Okay. On Twitter and Insta?
Twitter and Insta.
Okay. Facebook?
Pinterest. We're everywhere. YouTube. Okay. Google Plus.
Great.
And then we're sold in retail stores, including DSW, David's Bridal, Von Maur, and we will be rolling out to CVS stores.
Yeah.
That's great. Congratulations on that. That's huge.
Yes, it's very exciting.
Very exciting.
Yeah, you can find us in a few months.
Yeah,
awesome.
So look out for us and please buy lots.
Yes, please do. It was really, really fun to have you guys here. Thank you for joining us and for suffering through that weird 20-minute interlude of vacuuming. And definitely keep us posted on new products and all that kind of stuff because we'd love to have you come back.
Thank you for having us.
And you're very welcome. And that'll do it for this episode of Ask a Theme Person, the podcast. If you like what you heard today, please consider becoming a patron by going to patreon.com/askathemeperson and selecting one of the amazing rewards we're offering to our listeners. We would also love it if you would subscribe on Acast or iTunes, leave a rating, and tell your pals about this weird little cleaning show that you love so much. And of course, thank you to you, our listeners, for joining us for another episode of Ask a Theme Person, the podcast.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.